Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended June 30th, 2026. The bank is represented by the Managing Director and CEO, Shri Ashish Pandey, Executive Directors, Shri Nitesh Ranjan, Shri Ramasubramanian S., Shri Amresh Prasad, and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the call to Mr. Ajay Bansal, Deputy General Manager. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks, ma'am. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I, Ajay Bansal, Head of Investor Relations, welcome you all for Union Bank of India earnings con call for the period ended June 30th, 2026. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by our respected MD and CEO, sir, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I will read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that certain statements that may be discussed during the investor interaction may be forward-looking statements based on the current expectations. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainty, and other factors that cause the actual result to differ from the statement. Investors are therefore requested to check this information independently before making any investment or other decisions. With this, I now request our respected MD and CEO, sir, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bansal. With great pleasure, I welcome all our analysts and the investors on this con call to Union Bank of India, your bank financial results announcement for the quarter ended 30th June 2026. To have a more Q&A and understanding, I would not go much, but as of all of you know, to just set a context that what the economy we are in and what are the disruptive situations happening across world and how it is impacted, the West Asia conflict. At the same time, our country is well-poised with the various proactive efforts taken by the policymakers, the Government of India, all the regulators, Reserve Bank, and the various state governments as well. I think we are resilient, and we are in a position to navigate the impact of oil prices, trade linkages, logistics, currencies, and rate movements. I think with this, if I recall the earlier three in sequence, this is fourth, but actually it is three, like the three earnings call which we had, the analyst or press meet for last three quarters. We were very clear in communicating that your bank is working upon five pillars. The first is efficiency, second is robustness, third is quality and sustainable growth, fourth is profitability, and fifth is customer centricity and ease of doing business for staff. Equally, we are having weightage to all these five parameters. I think the improvements which you must be observing quarter-to-quarter from December 2025 onwards, I think it is aligning to these five pillars only. We had also informed you that your bank has done, the bank is now various structural changes also taking place in some of the things like on technology, on operations. Project Muskaan we are running, which has now we are getting the real good green shoots of it. Meanwhile, we have created certain verticals like ecosystem banking. Public sector banking, I think we could achieve within last six to seven months is now that entire sourcing of business is separate, where we are having 1,200+ people as an ecosystem banking vertical headed by CGM, and then he is having seven, eight GMs, and then 14 DGMs, and then around 1,200 people, 118 centers, and 12 hubs. These people are neither related to administrative work or not related to the branch work. They are totally in the relationship management, and that is why the CASA we are in a position to sustain from June 25 or March 25 or September 25 levels. And if we speak, certainly even for the June quarter, very well, that we, when we talk about, you know, the low cost deposit, we talk about CASA plus RTD. So CASA, even in the June quarter, I can give you the average figures, is around 24,000 plus crores. Average CASA we have maintained during the quarter, and RTD we have maintained average as a 17,000 crore, total put together 41,000 crore. Around we have shed off around 18 to 20,000 crore of bulk deposit, but shed off doesn't mean that we are not taking the deposit. We are taking the deposit, but in the last, the first thing is that we have a capital base of 18.46%, a robust capital, and March 25 somewhere in that we were at the 74% level, and today we are at 86% level. It means around 12% growth. So it gives a good sort of a leeway, and that is why efficiency is maintained, and we are in a position to come with some better figures as we promised to all our investors earlier. So I would not like to give figures, but even today our average CASA figures are better than the June 30th CASA figures, because that is what I am saying about the vertical which we have created. The NACH, the registration which we are doing around 12 to 13,000 per day is increased to 18,000. So there you can think of, because the fee-based income and other things are generated through all these activities. And almost in a quarter, more than 200, if I am not wrong, corporates we are integrating, so that our stickiness, as in the press meet told by our CFO, he will again, in brief, he will tell, but it is around 95 somewhere to 99% stickiness in advances, in saving and the current. So I think that is a good color which gives that we are, the bank is now, what they said, is working upon the average figures. Now in this quarter, we also got excellence, some award, IIBF Excellence in Governance and Compliance, TransUnion Civil Award for Best Data Quality Bank, IBA Award for Cyber Security Team, and Economic Times Enterprise Security Winner for Data Privacy. So I think these are the something, because we believe that business first and compliance always. If we plan to grow another 5-6 lakh crore from here, so we should be on the very robust base rather than only on the superficial, you know, the foundation. So that is the reason we are working a lot. We have created a centralized, presentation is very clear on the things which we have done last 6, 7, 9 months, and we have told in each of our analyst and presentation call that what we have, steps we have taken. And we also said that it may take 9 months to 1 year time to get into it. And the first thing is that this is the highest ever profit. Even in March, we told highest ever profit, highest ever dividend. And even the Q4 ROA was 1.36. So last three quarters, we are maintaining the ROA of 1.36. This time, yes, cost to income, we told we are working hard on it, and almost 5 percentage points. We have come down. OP is almost high for the bank for this, crossing 8,000 crore. Even the NIM is the highest level, crossing 10,000 crore. And the other ratios, certainly you have our presentation. The GNPA, NNPA levels are again one of the best. So now I can say that your bank has come to a real foundation where, you know, we are now in a position to take forward very nicely. Coming to the growth in advances and other places, you have seen we have clocked a good growth. First quarter is slightly sluggish for everybody, but the first quarter is also in banking industry generally gives a negative color on the slippages and the SMA position. But then your bank is, I think, the best of the numbers, even 1,000 crore less than the March figures, around 2,800 odd in SMA 01 to above 5 crores. I think that's also one of the good colors which gives 99% around CIBIL score. So we are shifting from lower CIBIL score to upper CIBIL score. That is what you will see in the presentation. Even 25 crores and above, when we talk about the external rating, so we are maintaining that. So we do not want to compromise on the quality at any of the cost. And but at the same time, the industry level growth plus 1%, we aim forward, and certainly we look for up to now we said we would like to defend NIM, but then from here we would like to improve upon the NIM. So defending is for sure, and improving is the aspiration from here further more. And coming to the deposit, it is not like deposit we are not taking, because there are various maturities over the year, spread over the year. This time also we have taken 30-40,000 crore of deposit, but our first choice is CASA and RTD. So this is where we are trying to build, because actually because of this strategy only, the deposit cost has reduced by 18 bps. I think that is the notable feature for this quarter, which has also helped the NIM and other important parameters. So I think with this, I would like to give the platform to all the investors, and you may ask the queries yours, and we'd like to answer that during the con call itself. So over to you, Mr. Bansal.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Mahrukh Arajania from Tara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations. So my first question is on deposit growth. So you explained very well on how you've been shedding bulk deposits, but the gap between deposit and loan growth is quite wide for us now. So when do you see a pickup in deposit growth? Because the gap has to be bridged, right, at least to the sector level. So that's my first question. And my second question is on FCNR mobilization. How much do you think you can mobilize, and what's been the mobilization so far?
Okay. So thank you so much, because it is your bank, you are the investor. We are the custodians. So always I say to you, I know you for very long, and I always say like that. See, the deposit growth is not at all an issue, if we ask. The CASA and RTD is an issue. So I think we are actually, hitting on the grassroots level of the issue. And there itself, it is not like, if we talk about bulk deposit shedding, it may not give a good color. The right set of colors is that first, our own capital, we are sitting at 18.46 levels today. And if you see the June 25 or March 25, the CD ratio was 74% and today 86. So 12%, and how much 1% it caters to? 1% in numbers, amount?
10 lakh.
Correct, no. So 10,000. So you can think of around 1 lakh we could build straight away from our capital itself. So that is the first moot point. The second one is that we also, in my commentary or introductory brief, we have told we are working a lot hard on the CASA and RTD and stickiness, which we have answered. So that is also now not an issue. And the bulk deposit, it is not like we are not taking. Every quarter, even in this quarter, it is around 1.35. How much is it?
This quarter 1.39, sir, and Q2 it is 76.75.
79,000. So 79,000 is for, and even Q1 it was more than 1,35,000. 1.39 lakh crore, which was getting mature. So we are taking it. But the thing is that our first priority is very, very clearly, the first priority is the CASA and RTD. But yes, now going forward, you know, as we grow, we will be taking, but then we'll be taking where, you know, our the CASA and the RTD to an extent that supports, over and above we'll be taking bulk deposit, because the bulk deposit to the total deposit ratio was around 27% odd, which has come down to 19 or something. So it means around 7.5 to 7.9% we have reduced, and that's the reason the efficiency is coming on. And going forward, we have to see the total deposit. So going forward, our aspiration, maybe it may take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, but to bring global deposit to 1.15 percentage points. So that will give more stability to the bank on the funding part, on the pricing part, on the cost of deposit part, and certainly let us look the most important pillar, madam, which is LCR and NSFR. LCR, our stands at average 121 basis point, and our board approved is 107. RBI threshold is 100%, and one basis point means 2,000 crores approximately, roughly. So 21% means around 42,000 crores we are in a liquidity position comfortably. So we are sound enough on that. So suddenly we have gone with the level where we required, we have taken the deposit. But going forward, certainly, because now CD ratio has also, I think, almost it has optimized. So going forward, we will be taking the deposit, and certainly it will be, when we say the advances, it will continue 12 to 13% plus some levels, because we would like to grow with industry plus something on the credit growth. So certainly in the similar range, -2% somewhere, deposit growth will continue. Coming to FCNR, I think this is also correlated question to the first one. The FCNR, we have already done 106 million up till now. And we have not done any leveraging up till now, but we are in talk and we'll be going forward with that. And we aspire to, not aspire, but it is an achievable, we will be in a position to garner 1.5 to 2 billion going forward till September. So this is the color on the FCNR, and OFCCV around 200 to 300 million we plan on that route. So this is the total plan on the scheme given by the Reserve Bank of India and the government.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of CA Dr. Ashok Ajmera from Ashcon Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving this opportunity. And compliments to you, sir, Ashish sir, and the entire team for a good set of numbers, especially on the profitability front. Even in the first quarter also, you have matched the profit, rather improved it by about 100 crores, which is good, heartening to note. And even the NIM is very healthy as compared to the last quarter and even otherwise also. So my compliments on them. Having said that, I have got one major concern is about the business growth, overall business growth, and especially which is linked with the deposit and the credit growth. So the same question which Maruk had asked about deposit front, you said you are comfortable on capital adequacy wise, but sir, if you compare with the even industry also, I think in the overall business growth as well as the credit, I think we are little bit lacking, which was never used to be a phenomena 1.5 to 2-3 years back in the Union Bank. So having said that, what can be done to increase this number? Because now you see, even in the first quarter also, some of the banks which have declared the results have given very healthy numbers of the credit and overall businesses also. On this, little more elaboration, little more like kind of a foresight from you would help in understanding the future of this bank. This is my first question, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ajmera Sahib. On both the things, we have already answered on the deposit growth to Madam Mahrukh and to all the investors. Let me tell you, when we talk about 1.5 billion-2 billion on the FCNR front, how much it comes to Indian rupees approximately? Around 20,000 crore. When certainly you have a roadmap for this quarter itself, because this scheme is for September only. Our main focus is the CASA, and I think let us understand, in total deposit, there are three factors. One is the CASA, another is the retail term deposit and bulk deposits. I think in CASA and retail, there is a huge growth in Union Bank of India. I think that is one notable, remarkable feature quarter-to-quarter. You can compare from the March to June to September to December and to March and again to June. Even in the average, you can see there is a lot of improvement. Any stickiness in the press meet recently, our CFO has told stickiness in savings. That is, stickiness means the average figures to terminal figures of the quarter end. Again, I will request him to inform all the investors on that count. Let me tell you that all these things are to manage structurally manage efficiently our funds. It cannot be endless. Going forward, we are taking deposits, we will take, and certainly you will see, like, you know. See, this was actually the anomaly which was there, which we have tried to rectify and improve upon the efficiency. Now, when you talked about the other banks also or maybe the other organizations, and we compare to, you know, Union Bank. Like, the cost to income, like, you know, the cost of deposits, like, the NII now and ROA. There we could build the efficiencies. Certainly going forward, as we grow, move from quarter to quarter, till this year end, you will see the same. Because we are in the industry, no? From somewhere money will not come. Money will come in the market only. Certainly we are there to cater it. When we say, when you talked about credit growth, certainly the Q4 growth you have seen is one of the best. It was around 7%. There is no doubt in the growth on the credit front. Certainly the first quarter remains a bit, but going forward, even we have a almost more than 1 lakh crore of a sanction but not disbursed pipeline in the corporate itself. RAM sector, we have now come up with the cluster scheme. We have come with the Agri Unnati scheme. We have come up with the various schemes in the MSME in agriculture and retail. We are very sure that not only 11%-12% or 14%, but we aim to move better than 18%-20% in these three sectors going forward. That's the reason we were surplus. Earlier we were in deficit in agri and all. Last quarter we have sold a very good IBPC, and we have booked a good income. Certainly all this shows that we are in a position to make a growth and we have a good visibility on the growth. Certainly with that credit growth, the deposit will follow in line with that.
Sir, point well taken, sir. We are well-wishers of the bank and would definitely like it to, you know, to be in line with on every parameter as the other banking industry on the whole, or rather do better. Having said that, sir, there is a little concern on the recovery side, because our recovery from the return of account in this quarter is almost half of the March quarter, which generally is a good quarter, I understand. Secondly, the provision, NPA provision has also gone up substantially to 1,020 crore from 420 crore in the March quarter. Similarly, if you see the SMA 2 numbers, overall SMA numbers have come down, as you said, and as we can see. But the SMA 2 has gone up by around 350 crores. So overall, do you see some kind of little stress in some of these MSME accounts or some other accounts? And something, if you can give the information on the ECLGS, this new ECLGS, how much is the entitlement of all the customers, and how much money has already been disbursed on that?
Yeah. Namaste, sir. Regarding the recovery, if you are looking at it, March quarter and this quarter, if you are looking at it, March quarter, there was one bulk was there. I think everybody knows it, a Supreme Court order for one of the accounts where we got a good recovery. If you remove that, more or less, we are in tune with that because, as already also we have explained, the bigger cases are not coming out. Actually, there is nothing much in the NCLT. NCLT has more or less dried up. Everything now is being done through OTS. We are also having a SARFAESI, Lok Adalat, like that only. There are new things only. We are trying to see how to recover the remaining amounts. So the recovery, the kitty itself has been coming down. The slippages is not happening to the large extent. Slippages also, we have been controlling the slippages to a great extent, and there was not much slippages. So the recovery, whatever it is there, there is a good team which is taking care of that. That is number one. Regarding stress in MSME, yes, it was there. It is there, and it's going to be there because the MSME are depending mainly on our economy. When the economy is in a very unstable condition, automatically, there will be stress on the MSME portfolio. But one thing is, it is being quite well managed by the banks overall, and government also has helped us with this ECLGS scheme where they will be able to help the MSME sector to a large extent. And if you look at it, our stress in MSME sector also, it is on the low-value tickets, not on a very medium or high-value tickets. There is not much stress. The low-value tickets, which is more of the state-sponsored schemes only, we have it, which are all quite covered with the guarantee cover from the government also. And regarding ECLGS, if I can say that, we are expected to disburse around 14,000-15,000 crores on the overall. And already, we have completed around 10,000 crores disbursement in that.
So I think when we are talking about SMA figures, see, we are 1,000 crore less than the March figure. Generally, you will see heightened stress and slippages in the June quarter, Anjana sir. But fortunately, and with all good hard work and strategically managed this entire portfolio on asset quality, we are actually lowest on the SMA, which is 2,800 crore on amount. So that is point number one. Point number two, our recovery is more than the slippages. I think that is also quite an important point, second point, in the first quarter itself. The second is that even though if you reduce that the major one which came in the last quarter, last year, and last quarter Q4, and straight away, not only that, by putting our own money, we have put 700 crore of the additional provision, which is nowhere part of the Tier 2 or part of your profit or part of your PCR. And this time also, again, we have put 100 crore. So it means total 800 crore. And I think any shareholder, investor, or any stakeholder for that, whether regulator or Government of India, will feel good that when ECL guidelines are in place and we are going to move. Now, already 4 months are over, and the bank has kept 800 crore aside today itself. I think that is a very good sort of a clue to each one of these stakeholders. One more thing I would like to, because the MSME is a very important part of the economy, and we take this very seriously. And Ajmera sir, what we have done is for information to all the investors here listening to us, because the government was also keen to know the impact of East Asia and other things happening on this MSME. And also the Reserve Bank was also very, you know, cautious. So we have done all the 140 regional offices. We have conducted MSME customer meets. And for almost 1 to 2 hours, ranging from customers from 15 to around 30. And in all those meets, our people virtually has joined chief economist of the bank and the GM MSME. And 1 to 1, as per their business, we asked them that what heat they are facing, whether on the input cost or on the fuel cost or maybe on the logistics cost or orders or delays, what's not. And we have compiled that actually book, and we are working upon each account, whether we have to need to give ad hoc to them, whether we have to do fast review renewal for them for delayed, where RBI relief measures has to be given immediately to them, ECLGS. So ECLGS, when you have 12,000 crore is our sanction book, and disbursed is 10,000, and certainly, I mean, time period hai, it is there. So we are in a position to cross going forward a good amount. So that is the reason we did this study, and this study we have done for 2 months. And it was like our regional head, zonal head, MLP means that MSME loan point head, and their team, all have we have set these people, and then we have tried to get the clues. And we are trying to handle those MSMEs with this. So the thing is that if there is maybe a stress, it may come. But proactively we are engaging with our customers and ensuring that that does not creep in into our Union Bank business. Over to you, Ajmera, sir.
No, yes, sir. No, just 10,000 figure, because I was, in fact, I am driving to that point only, that out of the total, about 18,000 total credit growth, net credit growth in this quarter, I mean 10,000 crore according to you has gone in ECLGS disbursements only. So net net,
no, I think, that is not correct, because ECLGS disbursement happens in the CC account, and it reduces your CC. So we have done a great analysis. Let me also tell you that not only MSME or small people, even the big corporates have taken ECLGS. And why they have taken that, you know, they want to sit on cash. It is not that they are in stress. It doesn't mean that this 10,000 crore or maybe any other bank who has sanctioned more or less than this amount, it means it is going to stress amount. But the thing is that today we are in a society which is much more informed, much more calculated, and they don't want to take risk, which has happened during COVID and other period. Now, when this scheme came and when they saw the heat on the input and other cost, they immediately took the benefit of this and took actual this disbursement in all the CCs. As per the rule also, it was to go in CCs. So it reduced the balance of the CCs rather than, so that calculation probably mathematics would not work here, that if 18,000 growth is here particularly, then ECLGS 8,000 or 9,000 has actually set off. It reduced our CC balances, and most of them are sitting on it, so that in case of any eventuality, they will be in a position to make good of themselves. And also they don't want to leverage much, taking ECLGS on one hand and then utilizing that money for some other hand and then coming into problem. So most of them, we also discussed independently. When we did this exercise, means we did this exercise wholeheartedly across the customer base, across India. So I think 2,500 plus MSMEs, we have done this exercise. So outcome is very clear. It is not that equation that as we are thinking, it has gone to CC and it has reduced the CC. It is infra, so there were some repayments, because everybody, you know, that after March quarter, it comes as a repayment from, and it is a bigger balance sheet, it comes. So it is across, but yes, gold we have not grown, and cautiously we have not grown, and that dent has actually done around 3,500 to 3,000.
Yes.
And now we are building, because we wanted to abide by the regulatory guidelines. We don't want to do the business in hurry-burry and then become a non-compliant. So we have worked a lot in last 2 months on the gold loan, agriculture, and what are the prescriptions, regulatory prescription, and how to go about it.
Sir, the last one in
Thank
this round, sir, on the...
Join by the queue, please, as we have participants waiting for their turn. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to answer queries from all the participants in the queue, kindly restrict your questions to 2 at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. Next question is from the line of Kunal Shah from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking
it. Kunal, sorry, your audio is not clear.
Yeah, is it clear?
Use your handset.
Yeah, is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so the question was on provisioning again, maybe almost like 1,000 odd crores of NPA. And the coverage has also dropped and we see a much higher write-off as well. So is that number more to do with the write-off or maybe the provisioning towards the write-off and then the accounts getting written off, because that quantum appears to be slightly higher as slippages have just been flat, but still we have seen almost 1,000 crores of NPA provisions.
So slippages, as you must be observing, the slippages are almost flat QOQ, but the write-off is higher, and to manage, maintain the gross NPA and to have the proper tax planning, we need to write off. If you look at my Q1 number of write-off, it is almost in this quarter Q1, previous year Q1, the write-off amount is almost aligned. See,
so this
I would
be
like
just
to,
a quarter phenomena. It will not continue because maybe this will...
No, it will not continue, Kunalji. I would put it differently. If you see all our ratios, it is all one of the best. And also the profit is the one of the highest levels. So now when everything is there, and certainly, you know, we need to clean the balance sheet. So wherever possible, we take that stance of cleaning the balance sheet. Even that 100 crore we have put additional. So now it is earlier last quarter of 7, and this time 100 plus means 800 crore we have put set aside for the eventuality of the ECL going forward. So I think this gives a very good color that, you know, yes, if provisioning would have impacted the profit and the ratios, probably it would have been correct. But the apprehension would have been correct. But the question here is that we are at 1.36, and the NIM has improved to 2.80. All the ratios are better and the highest, particularly for the Union Bank of India. So I think keeping those in view, we also need to clear the balance sheet. And then certainly when we clear the balance sheet more and more, and we become more stronger, I think. And when we do recoveries, so recovery, if I take, which is bare minimum, which we have done this time is 750. So 750 into 4, it comes 3,000. So certainly it will be more around 4,500 to 5,000 crore in the entire year, which is again much more than the last year, though there was a TW recovery, I am saying. But as far as total recovery is concerned, it's much more than these slippages.
Got it. And the second question
even
was...
Even our tax provision we are doing fully, so it is around 1691 crore? 1690 crores of tax provision also we have done on the operating profit, because we are at highest operating profit of 8,003 crores. So on that basis, around 21% we have taken and provided.
Got it. And the second question was, when we look at cost of deposits because of the rundown in the bulk, which is down by almost like 20 or 1,000 crores, there is some savings on cost of deposits. It's down by almost 18 odd basis points. But cost of funds is still steady. So we don't have that borrowing number. So was there anything on the borrowing side wherein cost of funds are still remaining generally flat at 4.37 during the quarter?
See, there are certain tier 2 bonds which are of prior period, which are at higher cost. One we have shed off during this quarter at 850 crores. And in this quarter, again, I think we have 2,500 crores. And some of them are at even 9%. So I think going forward, you will see that 870 is a blended rate, and we are already sitting on 18.46 of capital. So certainly we want to reduce, and I think going forward, you will see both, you know, getting reduced.
So 2,500 crore raised at the blended rate of 8.7 during the quarter.
Yeah, it is that call option we will exercise.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Oh.
Next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, you know, last year we had a zero PSLC income. This year there is a sharp increase in the fee-based income. So if you can mention how much we have done in the PSLC this quarter. That's my first question. Can you give some estimate about the ECL provisions requirement from next year?
So PSLC, last year this quarter was zero. This year this quarter is 217 crore. And as far as the second part of your question is concerned, ECL provisioning.
Actually, we did PSLC, but in the last quarter.
Not corresponding quarter.
So it was 100 crore, but then in a year it will come.
Yes.
But this time since December quarter and March quarter, we worked a lot. So we had excess, so that is where agriculture SMF, we have sold it around 217 crore. The second one.
ECL
is around 6,000 crore total. The total requirement is around 11,300, but we are carrying 5,500 crore of additional provision. 6,000 is additionally required, which I think is, even if we take on one, it will be decided in the board and other things, but then one quarter, I think, but there is a regulatory, you know, forbearance for, I think, many quarters, so we can decide over there. 800 crore already we have put in the balance sheet isn't even today.
Okay, so this 11,500 crore is total requirement, and you are saying that 5,500 crore we have already done. So that 5,500 crore includes this 800 crore, right?
So around 6,000 crore is remaining.
Okay, around 6,000. So are we planning to do more in the remaining three quarters this year itself? Because you are saying that the, you know, provision for NPA was a Q1 phenomena, and maybe next three quarters provisions for NPA would be slightly lesser.
See, I would not go for it because, see, now we require is only 6,000 crore approximately. And 800 crore we already have. So, but we would like, you know, sustainable business growth, sustainable profitability, and sustainable all efficiency ratio. This is our first priority. And after that, even if we are remaining with something, we keep on building. But now nothing is remaining, only now three quarters are there. And after that, not even three, two quarters are there. Because this has to be done somewhere in the 31st of March before that, no? Because some first it is applicable. So all the banks board will decide upon the approach they are adopting to handle this the entire. So I think we are very comfortable on that.
Okay, and last
thank
question
you. Dixit, I request you to join back, please. Thank
sure.
you. Next question is from the line of Anand Dama from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and you know, very good set of numbers. So my first question is that you know, I think you talked about the ECL impact of about 11,500 crores. But what would be the annual run rate that you should see once I think we have implemented on the 1st April 2027? There will be an annual impact as well. Whether that will be 5 basis points, 10 basis points, 15 basis points. How much have you assessed that's going to be the annual credit cost that you won't just see only because of ECL?
What is that?
The question is how much impact it will have going forward if you move from IRAC to ECL?
Every year.
quarterly in terms of credit cost?
Is it credit cost measure? Tell me,
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. Sir, please tell. The thing is that what we are saying, 11,300, is putting on both treasury
yes.
and as well as on the credit side.
Yes.
Putting both, one time.
Right. Yes.
And then ongoing it will be like, you know, the stages.
We can add
where the stage.
We can add that. Can add each one.
So it will have both positive and negative yes. right, depending yes. upon your portfolio.
Yes.
So the thing is that we are actually right now we are working upon that.
Yes.
And that is why we could contain our stress level at this even June
yes.
2800. Okay, you can tell some basis.
Even if we absorb the entire thing in the for year one, which is 2027, from 18.10, which was our 31.3 CRAR, it would just go down to 17.54. So even then, we would be very comfortable. And going forward, of course, we have a provision of adding back each year, and we can phase it out over the next 4 years. So, in any case, we will not be, you know,
Once
we have done this credit card, then
ongoing basis, of course, that will depend on our calculations.
That model we are considering, and we have taken, I think, EY and OFSA from Oracle. I think that figure we are working, but that we are not finding any, I think, sizable and difficult for that. Anandji.
Yes, sir, I think you can, certainly you can work around and let us know what is the final amount, because there was so much of disturbance I could not get if you said any figure. What will be the annual run rate of incremental credit cost that you should have because of ECL. Nevertheless, the second, my question was that we have seen farm loan waiver in the state of Maharashtra. We have sizable exposure on the agri front in Maharashtra. Then, there is an ongoing stress which is there in MSME. I'm sure part of that, VCL just possibly would have taken some part of that stress out. But still, do you see some asset quality issues on the go, and because of which you made some additional provisions during the quarter? What is your broader sense on the asset quality outlook, particularly in MSME and the agri sector?
See, one good thing is that as far as agriculture is concerned, in our bank, it is totally spread out pan-India. And because of the E-Andhra Bank and E-Corporation Bank, we also have a good sort of an exposure in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana and Karnataka and certainly for Union Bank in Bihar and UP and MP and those states which are more of an agriculture driven. So I think, Maharashtra, we did not actually felt any impact up till now. But yes, the date is fixed and finalized and the data is submitted. So I think it is going to give a positive sort of a, because whatsoever we wanted to, we have already done it, provided for. So it will give a positive impact going forward when it is, being reimbursed. So on agriculture front, here in this case, we are not worried.
Thank you.
And so on MSME front?
Anand, I request you to join.
MSME, I briefed, I think, two lengthy discussion that we have carried out. 140 MSME customer meets Pan India, and it is a very big report, huge report, an actual report. So it has really given a very good insight, and we are dealing with now. Actually, many banks you will see that generally, the paracetamol given to every patient. But then we have discussed, we have done this exercise for 2 months, and our chief economist herself has sat with GMMSME. So we are giving wherever ad hoc is required, wherever RBI. Relief measure is to be given, ECLG is to be given. So we are actually deploying this course of action and we are monitoring centrally. So MSME also we have not seen anything negative up till now. Let us see going forward.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jay Mundra from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Jay, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to check on the overall growth, right? So how do you see overall growth panning out, and within which, you know, corporate, do we still maintain the policy of zero IBPC, or, you know, you see a bit of an opportunistic opportunity there? So overall growth and within which corporate?
So certainly the industry whatsoever is growing plus 1% is minimum what we are thinking, and we'll grow with that. And we are in that line. Already corporate book, we have one lakh crore plus disbursed, sanction not yet disbursed. And stages it has been happening. And so that is not an issue. We told, 58 and 42 levels. So we are at, domestically I'm talking, 57 to 43 levels, and we'll continue with that. IBPC, we do not want to even hear it. So there is no question of going for an IBPC, zero for that. And we are self-sustained. Let me tell you that I think last 8-9 months we would have underwritten more than 70,000 crores of corporate book. I think you can give some color on this.
No, sir. IBPC is not, we are not thinking, we are not thinking of buying it, we are selling it. That is what I wanted to add, and that is what has been done in the first quarter.
Right. No, sir, the industry is now growing at 18-19%, right? So we are currently at 13-14. So that would mean that you aim to grow faster, 100 basis points higher than industry, right? Did I understand correctly?
So certainly in the entire credit growth, if you take, we like to grow with the industry whatsoever is going plus one.
Sure. That is very helpful, sir. And secondly, sir, on ECL, you have given the estimate. I also wanted to check, sir, what is your all-inclusive, all-ticket size, bank-level SMA 0, 1 and 2 numbers in rupees crore? Yes, sir.
So it is given in the above 5 crores. We have already given, I think, 2,833 or some amount, which is the lowest as of now in our bank. And even it is lower than the 31st of March figures. And we have given both SMA 0, 1 and 2.
No, sir, I was checking at the bank level number, so including below 5 crore loans also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Antariksha Banerjee from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir, I'm audible, right?
Your volume is very low.
One second.
Is it better?
Little better. Please go ahead. Just
two things to clarify. One is this income on income tax refund that you have booked about 532 crores this quarter. Can you give us the quantum that you had in last quarter and Q1 of last year as well?
It was 562 crore in the Q4 of March 26, and you asked about June 25, na? It was 14 crore only. June 25, 14 crore. March 26, 562 crore. This quarter it is 532 crore.
Yeah, but one thing like June 24. June 25, we had treasury income of 1,439 crores, which has actually come down to last two quarters, which has come to 630-640 levels.
Right. Sure. And the second point I wanted to ask is on PSLC. So this 217 crores of PSLC fee income that we have booked this quarter, how does the outlook look for the rest of the year? Do you think you'll be able to make that 800-900 crore for the full year, or this is going to be the lumpy quarter?
Depending upon how we grow in the agriculture and particularly SMF, because SMF is more lucrative than any other portfolio.
Yes, absolutely.
So there are not many givers on that. So actually we are planning on that. We already have implemented certain things. We are waiting for offshoot. So we will see as we go ahead during quarter. Because, you know, initially itself booking good numbers is also, I think, I mean, positive approach we have taken.
So is SMF most likely linked to gold loans, agri gold loans, and therefore it is dependent on where gold price moves, or is that not the case?
No, no, no. Actually, gold loan portfolio, because we want to be very compliant, so we have done lot many changes in our portfolio. And if you see the gold loan portfolio March and this time, actually there is a degrowth of around 2,500 to 3,000 crore. So that is not actually we with real, you know, our growth in SMF and other parameters, we are going with that only.
Correct, but
Thank you.
In agri
Riksha, I request you to join back the queue, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Param Subramanian from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on the quarter. Sir, a question on the NIM. I think you mentioned that the NIM will improve from here. Firstly, I wanted to understand why did the yield on advances decline in this quarter? Because I thought the rate cut transmission had happened. And secondly, what is the driver for NIM to expand further from here? Will it mainly be funding cost declines? Yeah, that's my first question.
Yeah, see, actually, I think next time from you taking from you, it is actually domestic, our NIM is 8.01. I think, and the global NIM is 7.90. So I think,
Yield
sorry, yield on advances. So I think that is where you are coming from. So domestic, actually, we are, you know, working in a fashion which we have told that many of our portfolio, which was lower yielding, we have converted to higher yielding. So that's the reason we are actually thinking to improve upon the domestic NIM. Foreign branches, as you know, more are syndicated and the downselling is there, and certainly ROFR plus, it varies from sometimes 100 to 130, 40 levels. So there does not have come much. So yield on advances going forward, certainly we think that it will bottom out going forward. And the NIM, as we said, because we were taking so many measures, because NIM is the correspondingly parameter, related parameters are many. We have to act upon so many things. So that is where we were saying we will defend, and then the last quarter when we saw 2.64, we said it is bottomed out and we have come with 2.80. So I think going forward, you will see better than this position. This is what we aspire for. So I would not say only defend, but you may see the positivity again from here.
So this 8.01, what was it last quarter, domestic yield?
That will provide.
We'll come back.
Sure, sir, if you could get back on that. Secondly,
Yes.
sir, very short question. Your AFS reserve from minus 800 crore, I think, as of last quarter, where is it now, broadly?
It is at around 345, so reduction of around 438 crore.
It is minus 345.
Minus 345. Yeah.
Thank you.
And sir,
Param, I request you to join back the queue, please. Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Nitin Aggarwal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nitin, your audio is not clear.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So first question is on the LCR ratio. There is a good improvement that we have seen this quarter. So is it possible for you to quantify how much of this benefit came from the new guidelines?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, there were three major things. One is through the internet and means on the savings bank and all. I think you made it. So there was some benefit of, I think, 7,000 to 5,000 crore around some benefit, I remember. Because last time there was a question on this which we answered. No?
It's a bit small.
No, you are having right now? Please tell, please tell.
चाय तो दे देते कम से कम हम लोगों को, हम लोग किसी को
three percent
around was and if I recall correctly then the figure amount terms it was around 4,000-5,000 crore. We will give you exact figure because there were three pillars which impacted. One pillar was negative, two pillar was positive, and the net was positive to us, and there it also helps somewhere. Society trust was one issue, society trust, and another one was
haircut on the investment.
Decrease in runoff factor. So if you have got it, you please tell. No, you tell. Tell.
On society trust AOPs, there was a reduction from 100% runoff to 40% runoff. So net it was around 4,500. What? 2.5 to 3%. That was the net.
Nitin ji, we got 2.5 to 3% of the net gain from that.
Got it, sir. Thanks for that. And the second question is on credit deposit ratio. Over last 1 year, we have seen a 700 basis point odd increase in credit deposit ratio. While you are guiding for a higher than the system growth, how do you watch out for this number? What is a comfortable range that you will want to operate at?
See, it was around March 74 levels, which is around 85, 86 levels now. So it is almost 10 to 11 basis point it has increased, percentage basis it has increased. So I think this is it is a good comfortable range. We will not go much beyond that, and that is why we said we wanted to build efficiency. We have tried and I think we are successful in that. And then going forward, our aim is to build the deposit. First is the internally from the CASA and retail, and secondly from the bulk, but at the same time to contain cost as we have done this time, 18 basis point we could reduce this time, and to improve the NIM. So this is the three triangle I think which we are working upon. Like,
sure sir, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference back to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So I think first of all I am grateful and thankful to all the analysts, all the people in the analyst call, and your queries. Actually, your queries gives us some color, you know, to improve upon. You may not say directly, but then asking on that, and that is where we write it down and we work upon that. And I always, in any of the last, I think, 6 years, I always ask the analyst to give us their feedback so that where we have to improve, where we can. So I think everywhere we, like, you know, if we see the credit growth in the Q4 also, we were at around 7%. So if we take annualized, it is very huge. And even now, when we have said that we have underwritten 60 to 70,000 crore, and we are downselling it, so we are comfortable, and we are total having more than 1 lakh crore of. So the credit growth we are not bothered anyway. The deposit, yes, we are bothered only on the retail and CASA, because we do not want to go down from here. We want to sustain the CASA growth. Whatsoever we have achieved at 2% is not an easy thing for within 9 months to 1 year, and the retail term deposit, as I have given the average figures also. So 41,000 crore average we have increased from March 31 to June 30th. I think these are the positive signs. And certainly going forward, as I said to one of the analysts, that the triangle is that we want to improve NIM, the second is we want to reduce cost of our funds, and the third is that whatsoever deposit is required, or the resources is required, it continues to fuel the credit growth. But certainly, while maintaining CD ratio in the acceptable range and LCR in the acceptable or comfortable range, that is 121, it is quite good, and NSFR. I think this points which I am seeing is again yielding to the five pillars on which I started: profitability and efficiency first, robustness, quality and sustainable growth, profitability and customer centricity and EODV for staff. Equally given weightage by the board of the bank and all WTDs is sitting in front of you and the entire senior management sitting in front of you. With these words, we are thankful to you for having not only trust but belief in Union Bank that what we say, we come out with that. And we want to strengthen, make the bank more robust so that if any hiccups comes because of any external shocks, we are in a position to sail through very nicely and very quietly. With this, thanks to all of you for joining this investor call. And any query, you are please feel free to mail us, and whatever we have told to give you the figures, we will be giving you after this meeting. Thank you so much.
Thank you, members of the management team. On behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.